Good morning, everybody, and welcome into the St. Johns County show that's on in the morning. My name is Pete Melfi. With me is Troy Blevins. I want to remind you to download that 904 Now app, hit the full screen button, drop us a share, and drop us a comment below. We'll get to all that stuff, literally all that stuff, very soon. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
That's my job.
Oh, I was just reading through the comments.
You read my comment.
That was your comment.
You read
too.
My comment.
I haven't done this in a little while. I haven't been here for a while, Troy, so I don't know what the hell happens on the show anymore.
God.
I've got big news for everybody. Big news, Troy. I haven't even told you this.
Okay. Because I've been here so long.
I know. Big news. We're getting a new intro. It's going to be twice as long.
No, that is not true.
That is true.
It's not true. That is true. Twice as long.
It's twice as long.
No.
It is twice as long. We're leaning into the long intro thing.
We're really going to go
full force on it until there's a show where there's not one comment that says that intro.
No, we're not doing that.
Five-minute intro coming very, very soon.
I'm using my sidekick veto.
There's no sidekick veto.
No.
That's what the sidekick is, man.
No.
You don't get the veto. So
you miss one day, look and now for you're going to make people matter.
Look for that double-length intro.
It's not going to happen. I'm glad you didn't tell me that because I would have kicked you.
Well, Troy, I guess we've already blown what day it was. You know, I got a lot of messages yesterday that said, Pete, I was lost all day yesterday because the show was not on.
I had people mad at me.
Me
because,
too.
Because we weren't on. And I was like,
me too.
I was like, it was not my fault this time.
I will tell you guys, I'm going to tell you guys exactly what happened. I mean, all the details, everything from start to finish. The start of it is I went to sleep Sunday night, and the finish of it is I woke up with Dan calling me around 7:50 in the morning, and by then it was too late to do the show.
Yeah,
so I slept right through the alarm. I just slept through the show.
I got your text. I was in the parking lot already.
You were here early for the first time ever.
In the parking lot,
ready
already.
To do show prep.
So
and
it was like 7:51. I was like really proud of myself on a Monday.
And that's impressive for you on a Monday, or really any day, man.
Any day.
It's, man.
Because I literally walk in at 7:55, 7:57 between those 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's my moment. So you overslept.
I overslept.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just pretty much what it was. Yeah. I overslept. Luckily, I don't have I had to profusely apologize to you guys because you guys showed up here and I was not here. But I don't have a boss that I have to, you know, make up, have my grandma die for the 75th time this year because I missed work. So that was a good feeling.
Yeah. Did you ever use a fake excuse? Like calling in sick or something?
Yeah. I did. I called into my job one time and, man, I don't remember what the actual excuse was, but I wasn't feeling good. I called in, I made up an excuse. And then I was feeling better. Like, I'm such a hard worker. Like, I'm so programmed to work.
Yeah.
That, like, I was feeling better. So I called my boss and I was like, hey, I went to the doctor. They gave me a shot and I feel fine. And come in and make
And he's
some
like,
money.
No. It's like, no.
No, it was a restaurant. So they're like, yeah, we need you.
Yeah.
We need every hand, all hand on deck.
we're still in the weeds.
So yeah, what about you?
I never called in sick.
Never called in sick?
I never called in sick.
Wow.
I was with the county for 23 years. The only time I used the sick day was when my kids were sick.
Yeah.
But I mean, when I left there, I had max hours and everything. So I never called in sick. They did send me home one time. And it was because I had, an open nerve on a tooth and every once in a while, I'd just be like, you know, I don't know if you've ever had
what's
open...
wrong with this guy.
I don't know if you ever had an open nerve. Or tooth.
I don't
Dan,
think
have you ever
so.
Had that? Oh my gosh, it's like the sharpest instant pain.
Yeah.
Like you're just like, hey, I'm
Yeah, that might freak some people out.
<It's>
the Parks and Rec guy comes up to them and their family at the park. Hey, what's going on?
It's worse than Tourette's, dude. I'm telling you, it was so bad. So it's, it is one of the worst pains that you can imagine.
Well, I'll try never to experience
that.
Do not
experience
Jeez,
that.
Jeez, man.
You'd tell anybody anything to get it.
Oh yeah, you would kick your dog if you thought it would help. I mean, it hurts
wow
so bad.
All right. Yeah. Well, I've never
don't,
had that happen.
I'm saying
I'm hoping it never does.
By the way,
don't
never,
kick your
never,
dog.
Never, ever kick your dog.
For any reason.
It was an exaggeration for the story.
Unless it's killing your child.
Yeah.
That's a reason to kick your dog.
Yes, that is.
I got to remind everybody that our morning show is sponsored by Old City Homes and Jerry Falkemer. Jerry has a new listing on sale with ocean views at Butler Park. This is awesome. And it's located at 5813 Rudolph Avenue. You can enjoy ocean views from your 34-foot second-floor deck. Pretty new, built in 2015. It's on a high dune. A stone's throw to the beach. Walk over. This is a long read. This is the longest read I've ever had for Jerry, yeah. But I appreciate his...
It's a great neighborhood.
It is a great neighborhood, and we want to let you guys know about this. The second floor includes a spacious great room dining area, and the kitchen has quartz counters, a wine fridge, and a large walk-in pantry. The master bedroom is on the top floor with access to a large deck and large walk-in closet. Master bath has quartz counters and includes a jetted tub. Does that sound right?
Jetted tub.
Jetted tub. Okay, then I just added something in there.
Jetted.
Lots of jets, man. You'll turn it on and you'll be like, oh, the jetted.
That's the sound it makes.
Well, it'd be broken if it made that sound, yeah. I think. 5813 Rudolph Avenue. Call Jerry 904-466-9505 for details and a showing.
All right.
A big shout out to Jerry and also Fidus Roofing, CDR, and Bagan and Company producing the show each and every morning.
I got a quick question because that's
you got?
Butler Beach on Rudolph Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Okay, do you know the history of Mr. Butler?
I can't say that I do.
Okay, so Frank Butler.
But I lived on his beach for a little while.
Frank Butler was the first black millionaire in,
yes,
in Florida.
Yep.
In Florida. And Rudolph was his son's name. So
a lot of the
names that are down there are associated with Frank Butler.
Right. Okay.
And he was a very, very intelligent man. He bought a lot of land when no one wanted to buy at the beach.
Yeah.
And he became a very wealthy,
it right.
He became a very wealthy man. And that was the black beach when the beaches were segregated was Butler Beach.
Oh, okay.
So that was,
interesting.
That's where that was at when Frank Butler was a very interesting guy. So
yeah.
Very, very ahead of his time as far as real estate goes.
Yeah. So. Sounds like it.
That was your history lesson, not your story. I'm sad.
All right, good deal. Do they teach you that in real estate school when you go to real estate school here?
Well, you know, Parks and Rec, there's two Butler parks.
Right,
East and the West.
So I guess you, who's this Butler guy?
Yeah, kind of got to go, why does this guy get two parks? Yeah. He owned all the...
Makes sense.
He owned all the dirt.
He owned everything that Henry Flagler didn't.
Yeah.
All right, so, Troy, we got a whole lot to get to here today, starting with... Nobody should hire me to be a blackjack dealer ever again in their lives.
Even for charity.
Even for charity. Listen, I got to tell you.
You're not getting paid.
I got to tell you, I'm happy to do anything for charity. I really, really am. I love it. I really enjoy it more than anything. And this is a great night aside from me. However, you probably shouldn't hire me to do anything that's not just showing up and being Pete Melfi in some fashion. Because I'm not good at anything else. First of all, I got to tell
you. You're good at being you.
I'm good at being me, man. I can handle that. But get me out of my element and things go downhill fast. First of all, let me tell you this. This was, I did everything wrong you could do the entire night. And still they managed to pull off an amazing event and get a ton of donations and things like that. But I got to tell you. I first get there, I'm walking around, I'm just checking out everything. I did a little live video, and then you know I'm supposed to be doing the blackjack. Okay. So I see a sign on a door that says casino.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, it's 6:30, I got to be here in a half hour. Let me scope the scene, see what I got to do, see if I can deal a couple hands and get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I walk in, and there's somebody talking, and there's a bunch of people kind of gathered around, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is a lively room. Somebody's talking, we got a bunch of people looking around. So I go and sit down on
the
couch.
Might be instructing how to be a blackjack dealer.
Right. Maybe they're
pay attention.
Right. Exactly. They're in the casino. Maybe maybe this is the blackjack dealers and they're telling everybody how to do it and I'm late. So I walk in, I sit down, and they're going around the room. The woman standing up says, hey, let's go around the room and introduce everybody. So everybody's one by one introducing themselves and they all have name tags on. And as they're introducing themselves, I realize I have just stumbled into the room of like the board of directors or the top donors or something like that. So it gets around to me and everybody's looking at me because they don't know who I am.
Yeah. What is this? Everybody knows who you are, Pete.
A couple of people knew who I was. But that made no difference because they're all still wondering what I'm doing there.
Yeah. They knew who you were. Right. They're just still wondering why you're there in this moment.
Right. And so they skipped me and I was glad about that at first. And then one other guy said something and then they went back to me and they're like, wait, who's this? And I said, I'm Pete Melfi. I'm with the 904 and I think I stumbled into the wrong room. You know? I was not supposed to be there whatsoever. So then they say, well, let's get up and take a picture. Everybody take a picture. And at first I'm like, I'm thinking I cannot do this. I obviously cannot be in the picture of whatever this is. So I'm like, I'm going to go over here. My friend with SolarStick, my friend who works for SolarStick, says, no, man, I work for SolarStick. Get in the picture. I'm like, why? He's like, come on, man. Come on over here. So I ended up accidentally photobombing the board of directors.
So you got that going for you.
Photos, yeah. So when they release the photos of this, it's Pete Melfi's going to be in there.
So when they do a time capsule.
When they do a time capsule of today's
the board
event,
of directors of St. Right. Francis House. Right. It's going to be like, oh, I didn't know Pete was on the board.
He's the only one on the board without a name tag.
Yeah.
He looks so out of
he
place.
He must be so famous, he doesn't even need a name tag. And Jim says it's my fault you were a terrible blackjack dealer because I was supposed to bring in cards.
You were supposed to bring in cards.
I'm a terrible person, Jim. It's
I got to tell you what made it better because I was awful at dealing the blackjack. Troy, we know... From Friday's Best Guess, I'm just awful at anything involving numbers. I'm not good with numbers. But luckily, I didn't have to do payouts with chips with the 2-3 ratio or whatever it is because I just would have, forget about it. I would have walked out in tears. But it was only tickets. So people who won the hand, if you beat the dealer, you get a ticket. So that was easy. I didn't have to do too much math. The sheriff and his wife came in at one point, which was very nice. Okay. And, didn't shut me down for running an illegal gambling ring. Yeah. Yep. So that was really good. Mm-hmm. Actually, they sat down and played a few hands out there. So that was...
And I'm sure you let him win. You better have.
What am I supposed to do, man? They got all... I just really just handed him the roll of tickets. I'm like, here you go, Sheriff. Yeah. My job is done here. Yeah. And so they won everything. They just put tickets in everything. They just won everything. No. Yeah, so we're leaving the blackjack room, and I'm talking to the sheriff and his wife, and I'm like, they said, you know, what are you going to do now? Are you going to sit down and enjoy dinner and all this stuff? And I'm like, no. I was just here to deal blackjack, and I'm going to sneak out of here before my social anxiety really kicks in, and I have a panic attack in the corner.
Because people don't realize how you don't really like crowds.
Crowds petrify me because... Not because I don't like people, but because I don't like large groups of people because I feel like I never know anybody. Mm-hmm. I never know anybody, and I'm bad at, like, meeting new people. I'm bad at just going up and saying, hey, I'm Pete, and starting up a conversation.
I think you're better at that than you think, but in your mind...
In my mind, I'm awful at it.
In your mind, you think you're terrible.
In my mind, I'm awful at it. It stresses me out more than anything, man.
I've seen you, and you're pretty good about, like, putting on the face.
Okay.
Because you know the cues of how to read a conversation.
Well, sure,
but you still aren't comfortable the entire time.
And I'm still not comfortable.
I enjoy watching it. Because I'm good at it. And I enjoy watching it. I enjoy watching your angst.
Yeah. And it was...
No one else recognizes it, but I know what's going on.
Well, you know
inside.
What to look for, yeah.
I know what's going on.
You know
on
I'm
inside.
Freaking out. There's bells and alarms going off. Ramp, ramp, get out,
run.
But I said, yeah, I'm probably going to sneak out. And he's like, well, come sit at our table and hang out. I'm like, okay. And so I went, sat there, and then, you know, at the end of the night... They're taking donations and they're calling out for donations. And there's like, I feel at this point, Troy, that I have to make a donation because I've bombed a photobombed a room full of actual donors. So I'm like,
you're like,
yeah, seriously. I'm like, if I'm going to end up in this picture, I have to donate something. So they have the big $1,000 star. They're going around the room. Anybody got $1,000? Joe Bowles up there.
Yeah.
So Joe Bowles made a great speech and is asking people, you know, anybody got $1,000 to donate? A few people raise their hands. All right, now we can go down to 500, 500. And he's asking people for 500. I'm like, still too much for me, man. I'm poor. And then he gets to 250. I'm like, I can handle 250. So I donated 250. Felt really good about it, man. It was just a great cause. But I felt like if I was in that picture, I had to be some sort of a donor for sure. Yeah. No questions asked, man. It was a great night. There was a big hot air balloon there, which I hadn't really seen up close since my Niagara Falls days as a kid. Mm-hmm. But, I did everything you could have done wrong.
It sounded like it was a successful night.
It was still a successful night. That's it was great. A great night all across the board, man. It was, but, oh, don't hire me to be anything but Pete. I'll tell you that much. Cause I just can't handle it.
You're good at being Pete. Do we have a question?
I can handle that.
Do we have a question of the day?
We don't have a question of the day. No, I totally forgot a question of the day.
That's okay.
I'm still getting back into the swing of the show thing. I missed one show.
Waking up.
Another thing that happened last week, St. Augustine High School beat Mosley 38-24. That was a fun game to be at. So that continues their run in the playoffs and at home through the playoffs. Which means we can still broadcast these games. We've got Escambia is their next game this Friday, 7:30. So you guys can watch that right here on the 904 now. Make sure and tell your friends, your family members who might be have a kid on the field, or just might be an alum that might want to watch, or you know whoever it might be,
or might be in Vegas.
Or might be in Vegas betting on the St. Augustine High School football game. Is that what you're going to be doing in Vegas?
That's the reason I'm going.
Yeah, okay.
I heard there was a good line.
Yeah. They're doing a county regional playoff games now in Vegas. I mean, you could really make not a lot of money.
Yeah.
But so that should be exciting. Those are good. We still got at least one more playoff game to go to show you guys. So you can watch that 7:30 Friday right here on the 904 now and in the app.
Hopefully they advance again.
Yeah, that'd be great, man.
So it's already been a successful year, and hopefully they continue that successful year. So good luck to the Jackets.
Absolutely. You know who had a very successful year and is hoping to continue that very successful year into next year and many, many years beyond? Mm-hmm. They've actually had over 15 successful years. That is Fidus Roofing, another one of our great sponsors here on this show. Really appreciate Fidus Roofing sponsoring the show. Because, mainly, they're one of the best in town. I would venture to say the best, although I don't have the statistics, but I imagine if I looked at the statistics, that's what they'd say. 904-355-ROOF to get a hold of them. Like I said, over 15 years experience in the roofing business. They do great paver work as well. So if you're looking for pavers, which a lot of people are these days, give them a call, 904-355-ROOF.
Well, they finished in the money in trivia last Thursday, too.
Did they? Yeah. They are a solid trivia team.
Crew.
They're that trivia crew that thinks till the very end. I mean, they'll oftentimes take up the whole time.
They're the last minute guys.
They definitely are because they want to make sure their answer is right. Yeah. They're good, man. They won my trivias a lot out there. Troy, here's big news. We got lots of big news on this show here today.
Big news.
St. John's County has a new inspector general.
Okay.
That's exactly what I thought when I read it. But Inspector General, I'm like, wow, that sounds like a very important term. What do they do? Well, I guess they investigate fraud. The Inspector General leads the investigations against fraud, waste, and abuse in the clerk of court and in county administration and contracted entities associated with St. John's County Clerk. So Brandon Patty's group. Yeah, crew. Brandon Patty's
okay.
crew.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll give him a call and find out.
All right, cool. Inspector General. Our new Patriot. Inspector General is Nilsa Arisa. Okay. Do you know Nilsa?
No, I do not.
Me neither.
No, I do not. So I'm sure Brandon will.
I'm sure Brandon does. I hope he does.
I hope Brandon does.
I hope he knows who he just hired.
I'm sure the Patriot does.
That's right. So. Yeah.
Because before he was our clerk, he was the Patriot on Uncommon Ground.
He was on Uncommon Ground
with Mike and Troy.
He was on your show a lot. I would venture to say he gained so much fame from being on your show that they already knew who he was when he...
That's why he ran unopposed.
People
were afraid.
People were afraid. They were like, that's the guy who's on Mike and Troy's show. That's the Patriot. All right, man. It is 8:20, so that means our 20 minutes of show is just about up. But everybody's favorite part of the show, I'm going to let you check the comments while I do a read here for our friend CDR, and you can let me know if there's anything important in the comments, and we'll go over that.
Well, the most important theme of the comments is, Pete, don't beat yourself up. You're a good person.
Yeah. Okay.
People like you.
Thanks people for the therapy lesson.
People want to be your friend.
Okay.
And that's what I got from. And they said, Troy, you should use your sidekick, Vito, anytime you want. So.
Unfortunately, sidekick Vito just doesn't exist.
It does.
It's not an actual
thing. It's a thing.
It is less real than a celebrity day. It's less real than taking a celebrity day.
It's a real
day.
Thing. It's a real
it
thing.
It is not a real thing. It is less
real
than...
You know what's not real? My paycheck. Sidekick. Those are your choices. I get a Vito or a paycheck. Which one?
You get a paycheck in exposure and influence, Troy.
That feels so good.
That's how much exposure and influence he gets right there, deserving a laugh.
Feels so good.
I got to tell everybody that Construction Debris Removal, we're real proud to have them sponsoring the show. A family-owned local company that's been in business for over 20 years. They take pride in doing the job right the first time. If you have any questions about containers, which are like dumpsters, just so everybody knows, they're not dropping off like Tupperware containers at your house. Containers, demolition, or any other questions, please call their office at 904-471-9709. 904-471-9709. That's for Construction Debris Removal. Proud sponsors of the show and gave me my first job out of high school.
Good people.
You got a Stortum stat?
Stortum stats, 1973. On this day in 1973, Richard Nixon said his most famous speech. You weren't born yet.
Tear down this wall?
No. You got one right. that was weeks ago. You got
that
one right.
That was weeks ago.
Dan, you know what the most famous speech of his was?
I am not a crook.
And this
he didn't actually do that while
not doing this.
But that was just, you got to do that one.
This was his thing on the election trail. Peace. But he gave his I'm not a crook about a year after the election, after his second term. And things got really dicey for him after that.
Now it's the standard in Washington to be a crook.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the bad part is, if you ever get a chance to go back and listen to the Nixon tapes, he may not have been a crook, but he definitely was not a nice guy.
Yeah.
The tapes reveal, and he taped himself.
Yeah.
He didn't have to have those tapes.
Yeah.
He taped himself, and, you know, then all these things got released later on, and he found out, man, he was not a nice person.
Didn't they erase a bunch of them, too?
He tried. He tried, but they actually have a lot of his footage still. And if you go back and you can YouTube Nixon tapes and
listen to it.
Yeah. He was not the nicest of men. So he may not have been a crook, but
he was an ass.
He was an ass.
I am an ass. That's the Forrest Gump wave. We'll talk to you guys a little later at 5 o'clock on Uncommon Ground. Thank you very much for being here. We really appreciate you guys showing up each and every morning. Even if I sometimes don't. Take care, everybody. Have a great rest of your day.